So there are going to be parts of this where it seems extremely random that there's just large pieces missing, and that's because there are. I again had to cut out a lot. We'll try to fix that for next time, but that's also why this episode is shorter than usual. Sorry, but should still be a fun episode. Enjoy. Welcome to the sixth ever episode of Saturday Night Discord, the podcast where we talk about absolute nonsense and sometimes useful stuff. Why was my voice so soothing during that?
Yeah, it was so like quiet and like.
Yeah, I think I realized.
It's because of the music,
honestly,
isn't it?
Honestly,
yeah, dude, what is the music? That's some good music.
No, it's
I
been
don't
that
there,
has been there.
It's been there for like 10
since
episodes.
Season two.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Not 10. Like since.
It's been a
Maybe
since
you
like
just skip the intro part.
Yeah, well, obviously. See, here's the thing. I started putting in the music because someone told us that it was barren at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that.
So
yeah.
I started putting in the music, and it's been the same music. It's everyone uses this
I've
music.
Heard this on like those
it's
Reddit YouTubers.
It's called Canals, by Joaquin Carud.
Joaquin Phoenix.
No,
Canal.
Joaquin Carud.
Iri Canal.
And it's really popular. It's like used for sponsorships all the time.
Panama Canal.
When I hear Joaquin, I think of this one movie. I forget what it is.
I think of
Joaquin
Cowboy
Phoenix
Bebop.
Joker.
Excuse
oh.
me.
Oh, this is also our sponsorship music. I just like overused this music.
Nice. What do you mean sponsorship music?
Like the
like
anchor
for our ads. Did
what
you forget
ads we? Do we get? Besides
anchor.
Anchor. Besides
That's
anchor.
It. Yeah. We'll score some other sponsorships.
Send it.
Guys, stream our podcast. Even when you sleep, it's fine. You know,
I mean,
yeah, I checked our Spotify Wrapped, and our most popular time is 11 a.m.
Yeah.
to 5.
Oh, I
sorry, 11 p.m.
I think Spotify Wrapped are the funniest thing because you hear so many. It's like when everyone's like their what is it called, their guilty pleasures come out because it's like everyone's like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, my Spotify playlist is so messed up, like. Taylor Swift was my number one listened to artist.
Yeah.
What's
amazing,
wrong with that?
Bro.
Taylor Swift is amazing.
No, but for some people, it's like not what they're associated with.
No,
right?
And it's like someone showed me today. They were like, "Bro, my Spotify Wrapped is so cringe because I listened to like weird stuff at the first 6 months." But
yeah,
since
that's
then,
the main excuse people come up with, and it's
but
so
since
funny.
Since then, I changed my music to. I was like, "Bullshit, bro."
Dude,
both
know
if
you're lying.
If you like that music, go for it, man. I don't care, but don't lie to me.
Yeah, like, it's like I don't care,
dude.
It's...
I don't give a shit what you listen to. Like occasionally I'll fake judge what people listen to, but like I say this a lot, dude. I don't care what you listen to. I'm not gonna judge you based on what you listen to.
I just hate if you listen to mumble rap. That's only.
Yeah, I'll judge you if you listen to mumble rap, but otherwise, like, listen to what you want, man. I don't give a shit. Like, if you want to listen to, like, pop or rap or like.
Who the heck were you waving to?
You just waved.
I was waving to the lamp.
I thought there was like someone watching us from outside. I was like, what?
I waved up here.
No, you did not.
No, you waved.
You
like
looked
straight out the window. No, but like it's like you can like pop or R&B or soul or rap. I don't care, man, as long as it's not mumble rap.
Yeah.
I don't care, listen to what you want. Is my whole thing. But like don't lie to me. You don't have to be like
yeah, you don't have to be defensive about it.
You
it's whatever.
Dude.
You like listening to the music, you like listening to the music.
Dude, I obsessively listen to The Weeknd and I get judged for it sometimes, but I don't give a shit.
It's like it's whatever you
yeah.
like to listen
that's
to.
That's what
it's
I just, like to listen to, so like
but it's so funny, dude, because I keep hearing that and I think everyone knows deep down that everyone is doing it, so because of that they like go along with it too. They're like oh yeah, dude, mine's messed up too, like this is what it is. I'm just like,
no, I saw someone and it was like dude, I listened to this so much in the first 6 months and that's why it's so bad. Their number two, I think, was Way Too Sexy, the Drake song.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He sat next to me in Econ today.
Yeah.
That song did not release in the first 6 months.
To be fair, we were judging him so hard in the in the, like, you know how we went out of the room?
Yeah.
We were judging him so hard over there.
No. Dude, that song did not release in the first 6 months of 2021. That song released like a month ago.
Yeah. It's like, bro.
How can that be your second most listened to?
Exactly.
Right?
That's what we were all. That's what we were like, how can you listen to this like more than one time?
Dude, I listened to it half a time, and I was like, I can't do this. Dude, I listened. I a lot of times I'll listen to albums front to back, even if they're by artists I don't like,
just to, like, get a
just to get a feel for it. I actually didn't get a chance to finish Adele's album 30.
Wait, Adele released an album?
Yeah, it's on her turning 30.
Is that the
She's only 30?
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
I'm not kidding. I mean,
bullshit, bro.
Well, there's no way. She was like the biggest artist like 12 years ago. Yeah,
there's no way hell she is only 30. Wait, no,
her album was called 30 though. And I thought she said
is it like 30 above 30 or something? Like, there's no way she's 30.
She was 30.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought she was in like her going in her 40s.
Oh, I think. Yeah. Oh, I think it's since. I think she turned 30 in 2008.
She's only 33. It's not that far off. Oh. That's crazy.
That's not how counting works.
What?
We're not in 2011. I said she might have turned 30 in 2008.
No, I'm saying I looked up her age, and it says
33. She's
33? Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
I thought
crazy.
She was a lot older than
I thought
33.
She was a lot
older. I thought she was, like, 40.
Because, like, the way she, like, presents herself and sings and everything like that. Mature. Like, yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I did not realize
Dude,
that.
Adele's 33, right?
Yeah.
The Weeknd is 31.
No way.
What?
The Weeknd's 31. I refuse 31. To believe that there's only a two-year age gap.
The Weeknd is 31. You know, there's rumors that The Weeknd's going out with Angelina Jolie.
I don't know who that is.
She's 46.
Wait, 1 second. She's only 46?
Yeah.
Wait.
She's 46. She has 6 kids.
She looks way older than 46.
I know.
She looks like...
No,
but wow, that's there are so many people that I like look at their age and it's like
Selena Gomez is 29. She looks like she's 20.
She still looks like she's on Wizards of Waverly Place. Like,
she looks like she's still on Barney, bro.
Dude, Wizards of Waverly Place. Have you guys ever watched that show?
Yeah, that's the one that
she was in.
That's the one she was in. No. Bizardvark is the one Jake Paul was on, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I tried watching that, bro. That was such a dumb show.
He was a bad actor even then.
There are so many bad Disney shows with, like, popular people.
The only one that actually looks like his age is Ed Sheeran. He's 30.
He does not look 30. I'm sorry. He looks like
he looks older than 30. What?
You
think he looks younger than 35?
Well, in his music 30? Videos, he looks older.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you think he looks older, he thinks he looks younger. I guess it's safe to assume that we can assume that he's in the middle somewhere.
That's weird.
A
lot of people say that I look older than I am. Like, I've had multiple people be like, they'd be like, oh, dude, how old are you? And then I'd say that I'm underage, and they would be like,
what? I have facial hair, all right? When I go in any public place, they assume I'm just a short adult.
No, but even with a mask, they do that to me.
Yeah, no, even like, with the mask, it's because when I'm in public, I carry myself differently.
That's what...
Unless I'm with, like, Aditya. If I'm with Aditya, then, like, we both act like children.
Of course.
Dude,
like, little children.
When I'm with some of my
friends...
We're just
immature as...
When I'm with some of my friends, it's really funny because I have, like, two types of people around me, right? There's one group of people where when I'm around them, I'm, like, the dad of the group. I'm like... Please stop. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm like, please don't. Because it gives me like secondhand embarrassment when they do anything at all, right? And then there's another group of people where I'm the idiot and I'm like,
I think we're all bad influences on each other.
Definitely.
I'm a great influence, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Go screw yourself. Bro, what are you talking about?
No. Me and Aditya at Acme, like, we'll go on bike rides and then we'll go to, like, Acme and, like, get a drink or something and leave.
Yeah.
But, like, we go to Acme. Oh, man, it's so stupid. Like, us at Acme.
And then
we
sit in the Starbucks.
Occasionally, I'll be, like, the responsible one. He's never the responsible one. but usually we both just act like children. And then we go and sit in the Starbucks parking lot.
We can go in the cafe now since I work there.
Yeah. Also, it's open.
Well, yeah, I know.
So
what, Starbucks?
Starbucks Cafe.
Yeah,
is
they
open.
Closed it because we didn't have enough people.
Really? And now there's tables there.
There's always been tables there.
No, like before the tables were all stacked to the side.
Yeah, that's because they didn't like.
I really.
You wouldn't
like
know because you never came in with me.
This is like prime time for Starbucks, I would say, because they have so many like good Christmas things that I really.
Yeah,
like.
I might. Honestly, like, on over a weekend or, like some weekends, I'm thinking, like, we're in bikeable distance, right? Like, I can just bike down and work there.
No, I see a lot of people during my shift just sitting there with their laptops, earbuds in, and they don't even order anything.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact
I'm gonna order hot chocolate.
You don't have to order anything.
Well, I want.
No, but fun fact for people who are listening, right? So you can apparently just order anything at any time because they have like a recipe book.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they have the recipe book, but they don't have the material. So a lot of the seasonal stuff.
It depends because, okay, so I don't know how it is for like pumpkin.
We're not allowed to make a lot of stuff. Like if you ask us for a Christmas blend. And like
for context, he works at Starbucks.
So what happened is one of my favorite things from Starbucks that I've ever gotten, right? So like one day, so there was a phase and I was really into coffee. Okay, like
phase where all of us were like really addicted to caffeine.
It's not. I wasn't addicted to caffeine. It was just I like the taste of coffee. Caffeine doesn't do anything to me. I can like pass out after drinking coffee. It just, I like the taste of coffee. So what happened is
bitter sweet. The bitter taste or the sweet taste?
Either really bitter or really sweet.
I do the in between.
Really? I hate the in between.
I can't do really sweet. I prefer more sweet coffee than more bitter coffee.
Mm.
But I can do really, I can't, okay. Define really because my mom.
I like my coffee either black coffee. Yeah, so I can't or do black coffee. A caramel frappuccino.
I can do like,
it's like nothing. I can do like those are the two. Those are two of my
what
favorite
is
things.
My range, yeah. My range. So like my mom.
What is wrong with
my mom? Will drink a cappuccino without sugar, right? I'll be able to drink that fine. Like that's fine for me.
Okay. Because it's like milk and stuff.
Yeah, there's milk, but it's like kind of bitter.
Yeah,
but. Preferably like my configuration.
Like if I gave you an Americano, would you not drink it?
I'd put half water. And half in sugar in it.
Oh, Americano's
Americano's black coffee.
Yeah, espresso. I used to do this
Americano's
thing.
Black
so
coffee.
There's a
espresso.
So it's really
I said espresso.
It's really okay. Funny because once I usually like got coffee like whenever that. I would Good. Go to Starbucks and stuff like that. So I would get it like separately. But then one time I like asked my parents to make some for me. And when they gave it, they put a little bit of sugar in it. So mm-hmm. It was in that in-between, right? I'm like, I can't make it less bitter. Less sweet. So
I'm at, like, add a...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I start going over to the, kitchen, and I add, like, creamer, and, I add a lot of creamer, a lot of sugar. Like, I'm on my fourth spoon of sugar or something like that, right? Fourth or fifth spoon. And my parents are just watching me, and they're like, are you trying to make paisam? Which is paisam is like an Indian like dessert thing. It's also called kheer.
Yeah.
They're like, are you making that? Because I was literally just dumping like milk and like sugar in it. I either like it really bitter, really sweet.
I got a mocha latte, and it wasn't like this was when I was young.
Stop.
All right.
I actually hate
like
mocha.
One of my
I hate mocha. Too.
See, I don't mind mocha. It because it's like chocolate coffee, and I like chocolate. So like I'm like, So I'm like,
I hate making.
I tried this. I tried so this. Bad. And I drink it, and I was like, oh, this is too bitter. My mom's like, put a packet of sugar in there. So I put a packet of sugar in. I'm like, it still has a bitter taste.
A mocha latte bitter?
So,
are you on something?
Well, I was like 12.
I mean, yeah, okay. If it's his first time taking it, like anything
because,
is going to be like
because
that.
Before this, note that like the only Starbucks drink that I was drinking was like, hot chocolates and double chocolate chip frappuccinos.
Never mind.
You know, like the non-caffeinated ones.
You actually got the double chocolate chip frappuccinos.
Yeah.
Those are such a pain to make, too.
Those taste really good.
Well, caramel frappuccinos?
That's also because...
Oh, wait, you don't like making mocha, you said, right?
No, I don't like using mocha because it's really sticky. So, like, if you hit the side of the cup and it gets on
your
hands...
Yo, I'm going to go to Starbucks and order one from him.
No, dude, I was going to do that to... So, another one of my...
No. I'm going to order, like, a really complicated thing from him. Just to screw with it.
Yeah, no, I wanted to
double
do...
layer frap.
Got it.
I've wanted to do that for so long because another one of our friends used to work at a Subway.
Oh, I've actually been in it.
And he explained to me what is the hardest thing to make for him, right? And I was like, one day I'm going to come in or I'm going to send someone in as me, okay? And I'm going to tell them to make your job as difficult for you as possible.
Didn't he
just
quit,
to see how
though?
You do. Yeah, he did quit. He quit later.
No.
But because of that, he always lived with the concern that I would do that at some point.
It's too cold for a double chocolate chip frappuccino. But if it makes his life harder,
I don't
deal with it.
For like a first couple months, I don't touch drinks.
No, but okay. So what I was explaining.
Unless we're not that busy because if we're busy, they need to get quick drinks out. And I can't make them quick yet.
What I was explaining originally is like... So what like I was explaining originally, my favorite thing is Snickerdoodle hot chocolate. It's not even coffee from there. It's a Snickerdoodle hot chocolate.
I don't know if we're allowed to.
I don't like
that. I've gotten it before. Recently? Before, no, no. I've gotten it, like, after the Christmas time. Like, after the Christmas time.
I don't. What do you need to put in it? Because I don't know if we carry that stuff.
Snicker. There's, like, powder.
I don't like Snickerdoodle. Yeah.
What?
I don't like Snickerdoodle.
Dude, I love Snickerdoodle. Dude, the Snickerdoodle hot chocolate, it was really funny how, like, I got it in the first place.
So we're gonna get diabetes.
No, apparently you can get things kids' temperature.
Yeah. I've always been doing that.
Dude, that's so clutch. It's so good. So I did that with
burn your tongue.
Yeah, I did that with the hot chocolate and it was so good.
But we don't you can also just say warm instead of kids' temperature.
You know how painful it is to make
things? No, because like we went to New York City, right? We
okay,
went
so
to
New I'll York d- City I'll make sure to order that from him. He said it's extremely
no,
painful.
No, I don't know how to
no,
make it.
Ask for a caramel frappuccino hot. What are you going to do about it?
Caramel frappuccino hot?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
You can't make that.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it? What if I keep insisting that I want a caramel frappuccino hot?
He'll kick you out of the store.
Like, what are you going to do?
Oh, so at Starbucks?
I mean, can't they just make, like, a cappuccino and then, like, shove a bunch of caramel in it?
No, the way we make our frappuccinos is it's blended with
ice. I don't think you're allowed to talk about it.
No, it's no, like on their website.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say
frappuccino,
that.
It's not like the Coke secret. Factory.
Like no, if you come to
they make caramel frappuccinos the same in most places.
If you,
wait.
The same everywhere.
If Sid asks for it hot, just like stick it in a microwave. What's he gonna do? Put you out of business?
So that's not. You can't just put an ice drink in a microwave. It'll melt. It'll just become water.
Okay, so
the way we make our frappuccinos is, you take your milk, you take your syrup. You take a bunch of obvious stuff I don't want to explain, and then you blend it with ice. A lot of ice.
Don't laugh.
Blended with ice.
If
we
Sid
can't
asked
make
for
that,
that
warm because we don't have microwaves. We don't have microwaves.
You don't have microwaves?
We don't have microwaves.
Oh.
The espresso machines take care of half of the work.
You know how he said he doesn't have microwaves?
We don't have microwaves.
Sid, look at me.
Yeah.
The joke I was going to make, and I'd be like, yeah, you do.
Stop.
I hate you. Have you had anyone ask you for the works?
By the way, the joke was that I pointed to my phone.
The what?
The works.
The what? I don't know what you're talking about.
So apparently this is a joke. I learned it like after I was like listening to a bunch of people like doing podcasts. And they were talking about how there's this concept of the works. There's like a joke about like the works. Which traditionally I think the actual definition is that like with everything possible.
Oh, that's not possible because
yeah, exactly. So the funniest thing is usually you would say it at like a pizza place or something.
Give me the works, yeah.
Yeah, but then if you say it at like a coffee place,
what
are you gonna do?
No, I think we could. It's just I don't think anyone would want to make that, and it'd be very expensive.
Like, also, it would taste really bad.
Not even that. We'd have to do it in a venti cup, which is like 26 ounces.
Isn't there a third size?
A Trenta, but that's only for iced drinks. So frappuccino.
I'm sorry, there's a Trenta?
Trenta
yeah.
is
a 30 ounces.
That sounds like it's a old like elven like concept.
It's 30 in Italian, man.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Trenton?
Trenton.
Sorry, Trenton is the
like
city.
Venti.
Venti's 20.
Venti's
Trenton
20.
Is the city.
So the size of
Trenton, you registered after. Like,
what if it's 30 in?
Huh?
The city is just 30 in.
What do you want? So the size.
It just keeps going.
So the sizes are short, which is 8 ounces, tall, which is a small, also known as small, 12 ounces.
You can get a short?
Short.
Every time I'm like, give me the smallest thing, they're like, oh, you want a tall.
No, you can get a short.
No, you have to very specific. If you tell them small thing, tall. You have to very specifically ask.
See, this is
short.
See because I
you
used
to
when I was younger.
That's so dumb.
No,
is that
no,
like a money making tactic?
Because no, it's because shorts are typically meant for children.
Yeah.
That's why
so
they
listen,
exist.
The reason I know about this is because when I like with my mom would always get a cappuccino when I was younger,
and then
I get a kid's hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And if you get a kid's hot chocolate, they do kids temperature and they do short. Mm-hmm. So I knew both of these when I like graduated to a tall hot chocolate.
I didn't.
I was
know
like,
that.
Can I get a tall hot chocolate? And then my mom was like, ask for kids' temperature so that you don't burn your tongue off.
Why don't they just tell you short?
Because it's not... So, short is 8 ounces, and half of the stuff we make doesn't work with short. Like, we can't... Like, if you get, like,
I see what you're saying. The
with
like measurements.
Stuff,
and you also
yeah.
can't get short cold drinks, right?
No. It's the cold... So, the hot drinks... Well, some cold drinks, like if you want an iced latte.
Yeah, okay.
You can. So any of the latte, cappuccinos,
I'm gonna
Americanos.
Be honest,
I like the iced coffees from Wawa better.
Dang, bro, in front of the Starbucks employee.
Just saying. Okay. After you wait on them a bit to like melt a little bit.
Yeah. I actually don't think I've ever gotten a Wawa.
Really, I think I've gotten it once, and
they're super sweet. In my opinion, like, yeah, they're really sweet. But in my opinion, I like them. See, the milkshakes are really good. They're Wawa
milkshakes are so good.
But the issue with them is I can never finish them.
Yeah, I can never finish them either.
The iced coffees, like, in my opinion, I like them better than the milkshakes just because I can actually finish them.
I think it's because the bitterness kind of contrasts with the sweetness.
Yeah,
because
Wawa milkshakes are very sweet. Everything is so sweet. Like,
but like, yeah,
what?
I like the Wawa
not a sandwich.
Coffees.
Well, not.
What?
I'm yeah. Like, yeah, let me take a bite out of my sugary quesadilla.
Like, there's only like a couple of drinks that are bitter.
Sugary quesadilla, bro. That would be so bad.
I'm gonna try it.
Raw sugar in your sandwich? Sugar
that would taste terrible. Don't yeah. Actually me. This kid was like, actually?
Maybe?
No, don't put sugar in your goddamn quesadilla. It's like you're desecrating Spanish culture.
No, don't put...
I was about to ask if they had sugar in Mexico, and it was about to be such a bad question.
Did you guys know that America's largest export is sugar?
I know exactly. That's the first thing my mind went to. Yeah.
You can make a joke about sugar in Mexico.
Do you guys know that America's largest export is sugar?
Canada.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it would be, like, guns.
America doesn't...
Violence.
Do I need to cut that out?
Yeah, you might want to... No, because America... No one buys America. Guns.
The U.S. government doesn't listen to our podcast.
What do you mean no one buys guns?
Are
like,
you...
like?
No, people buy outside, guns from America.
Like, outside, the main people who buy guns from America...
No, America exports weaponry.
Yeah. I know, but, like, I'm talking about, like, civilian-wise. The main civilian.
Yeah, but we're not talking American. About civilians. Yeah. We're talking about in general. They
because
export,
I think
like,
it's,
a lot
I think
of
it's high-key illegal to buy, like... To take a gun on
actually,
like an
no,
airplane.
America doesn't actually export them because most guns are European, like the MP5. That's HMK from Germany.
They're manufactured here.
Well, that's
a lot
a, that's
are manufactured
a different
here.
Story.
And then,
but like,
they're still sold by American.
Yeah, but your most known guns
firms.
M4, P90,
okay,
MP5.
One second. Wait, how the heck is sugar the main export? Is there
yeah,
sugar?
Yeah, we should probably move away from guns.
No, soybeans were the number one export.
What's soybeans?
Yeah, what do you...
That's somehow more confusing.
How do you grow soybeans? Like, what are the conditions you need?
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Sid, it's
all,
the same
all
as
I
cotton.
Know is that...
Is the same as what?
Cotton.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
Wait,
but that's
wait,
what
now
I
I'm
think.
So
oh, there's a lot of soybeans.
No, because, like,
then.
If it's sugar, if it's sugar, it's really confusing to me because sugar
no, soybeans
sugar,
make sense.
Sugar is probably the Caribbean area. That's where sugar's mainly
come. Even that, bro. Even, but one area is
no, soybeans make sense because you got, like, the entire Midwest and South.
Yeah, oh, it's not just thing. Soybeans. It's, like, just crops in general.
Well, that makes
sense. Agriculture.
Oh, like agriculture.
Yeah. Great. Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes
what is
I mean,
it from
America?
What is it from Mexico?
Sense.
I'll cut that one out.
you can't say that.
Bro, I thought, wouldn't Mexico have the biggest, like, food, is
no,
agriculture export?
Not
no.
Even close. Their climate's
no.
So bad.
Who has the most agricultural export?
Not India, not China, not America. No, I don't think any European I think it's America.
It's possible that it's America.
I'm pretty sure it's America.
Because every
no,
because
America has a lot of land and most
Florida?
Of that is good
like,
temperature for farming.
Yeah, Rishi's right.
Yeah.
We're
in a really good temperature for farming and we have a lot of open land for farming.
Yeah, I think the only
but
other
like,
country that could have as much open land
China.
And for yeah, China.
But they
and
have
the right temperature.
But China has very specific farming.
Yeah, like rice. Well,
like,
that's not supposed to be racist, but like
no one thought it was.
You made it racist when you said
now,
it.
As soon as I said rice, okay, my mind thought of like
no, it's just how
area.
It is.
No, that is it's a true
it,
fact
it,
that yeah,
rice
is their main
grains
export.
And spices.
Yeah,
those
rice
what,
grains and spices.
Well, that's like Asia in general.
I know,
yeah.
Like speaking of like the specific conditions, right? Have you guys seen how actual wasabi is like?
Yes.
No.
Like
wait, what do you mean
wasabi?
Actual wasabi?
The wasabi you get is fake wasabi.
No, I know that, but like
yeah. Like, how actual
bro,
wasabi
I'm so
is
hungry
like,
now.
Where will you get it from?
Where do you get Japan.
Japan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's
oh,
the only way you can get
Sid,
it. Because
am I trying wasabi in Japan?
Yeah, dude. I need, but it's so expensive. And you know, the only way you know if it's, like,
for
not
real,
the
authentic.
Only way, but
for real.
The way you know if it's real or not is if they scrape it in front of you.
Well, it's vegetarian, so
it is. But it's like
Aditya, you ready?
It's
to get...
apparently people who have tasted it say that it is nothing like what you have here. It's not like a heightened palate sort of thing. They say like even normal people.
Yeah,
they're like,
my dad.
It
that's
tastes
probably
different.
Because it's been dumbed down for American. Like,
yeah.
No, yeah, of course.
Typically have a higher spice tolerance.
No, it's not spicy.
Really?
It's not about it being spicy. They say the flavor profile is completely different.
Well, then do I need to try wasabi here first?
No, Aditya, they don't even
you
ship
don't
it. You
car.
Can't like ship
oh, then
it.
Then should I just for
yeah, it's
I've
the
only
wasabi
had it
you
once.
Get here
I'm
is
not,
mainly horseradish. Yeah, the wasabi you get here is yeah, it's mainly horseradish.
Oh,
have you tasted horseradish?
Is that why I don't like it that much?
What?
Is that why I don't like it that much? I don't like the wasabi here.
But horseradish is bad.
What do you mean the wasabi here? That this is the only wasabi you've ever eaten.
I don't like it, okay?
Yeah. Like I really want to try that kind of wasabi because the thing is wasabi's growing conditions, right? Are really, really specific. That's why it's so expensive, the actual one. Because
how
you can
expensive is expensive.
Like caviar expensive?
No, I don't think wasabi is that expensive.
I think it is actually caviar expensive.
Like in Japan, how much am I paying in US dollars?
Well, it depends on how much you get, right?
Well,
because
like,
you may not have to order wasabi. They may just give you wasabi. Right, depending on where you're going.
Well, like let's say I'm like ordering like what's your
estimate? You won't get it at like a street food vendor.
No, what's your estimate for like price?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I only saw how much it is in USD, like how it is here. Like how much it is to have it here. Because
well,
there are still restaurants that do
here's
it.
Probably
but it just expensive.
Because they have to,
ship it and everything, yeah.
And it's probably high tier restaurants.
And you have to like
it
preserve
is.
It a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to preserve
well, but
it.
Also
everything.
Only high tier restaurants are actually gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Wasabi.
And
have you seen like there's like restaurants in New York where you have to pay like $500 for a single thing.
No.
Yeah.
There's restaurants in New York where you have to pay to get into the elevator to go up.
What?
Nice.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
pay
no, sorry.
To get,
going back
yeah,
to wasabi, right? So the thing about wasabi is so fascinating to me. It's such a weird thing because there's specific streams in Japan that have the right mineral content in it to be able to grow wasabi next to it. That's the only places you can grow.
Are you joking or?
No, I'm being serious.
The world hasn't manufactured like a perfect mimic.
There's only one place that has been able to mimic it in Europe. One place that has been able to do it.
Is it Denmark?
Properly. I don't know where it is.
You
but
know
there's
how
like,
screwed we'd be if
no,
we
honestly,
screw up that water source. Probably, we're never gonna have authentic wasabi ever again. If we screw up
I mean, you've
source.
Probably never had it.
Yeah, but like people who actually.
I really, you know what I really want to try, but I'm scared to try.
Crab.
Fugo.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Pufferfish.
Oh.
Isn't that like poisonous? So you have to be very
it, no,
careful.
It's like
it can
be.
Yeah.
But
it can, if it's not
careful.
Cut perfectly.
Yeah. If it's not cut perfectly, you'll die.
Yeah.
That's why I'm never. I
don't try.
That's it. Why I won't try it. But I've always wanted to like.
Because I'm not. Dude, I'm not. You can't trust a chef with your life. Like
that's true.
I mean,
what if you're the chef?
I would
trust
not
myself
like
that.
Like you might get food poisoning, not literal poisoning.
From what?
That's true.
From he's like, I was like, don't trust a you. We can't. I can't trust a chef with my life. And he was like,
you
kind of
do.
You kind of do every time. And I'm like, yeah, but from them you'll get food poisoning,
yeah,
not literal
Fugo
poisoning.
Fugo is a different beast in general because it's literally
it's
just
literally, if you don't cut it in an exact way, you'll die.
You know what I really hate?
I think it causes like 80 deaths or something per year in Japan,
it's
which
absurd.
Is a lot for like a specific.
Is it only in Japan 80 deaths?
Yeah,
well, yeah
I can
because
imagine
only
because it's yeah, it's like only done in Japan.
Oh
yeah, well an American there's probably Americans among that because Americans are probably like, whoa, let's go for the Fugo, the pufferfish.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
You know
also,
what really makes me angry about the food community, though?
What?
There's, like, people who think that they're better than everyone because they only know the ingredients.
That's
like, I've
thing?
Met those people, like, at school.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, there's these people, right? And you're talking about, like, anything food-related, and then they just come in with some, like, high-expensive-sounding thing. And
oh,
then
like,
you
oh,
haven't
they just
tried
no
that?
Different dishes.
No,
like
they don't know dishes. They only know the ingredients.
Well, no, and then
they
try like
to
say,
act high and mighty. Like,
and then they say buzzwords and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. I know people who like use buzzwords to.
Well, the buzzwords
sound a lot
in
smarter.
Anything is just like.
We just had this conversation earlier. Yeah, we literally just had this conversation because
before
I was
you
like,
gave it.
I was like talking to Tarv about it. I was like, I'm just like. Dude, I hate when people just use buzzwords for the sake of buzzwords. Like whenever I speak, I try to.
Buzzy word.
Like, no, I don't try to buzzword. I don't try to buzzword.
You know what I mean?
Though? I hate it with tech the most because it happens the most with tech.
Okay, no. That's true. A lot of people do with tech.
Like, you don't know what
the A12 Ionic chip is. Yeah. And then they explain it, and it's just an Apple CPU.
People do it with car culture.
I hate that so much.
You don't know what a Miata is. No, not a Miata. They like talk about engine parts.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
You know what an alternator is?
You don't know what a turbo is?
Yeah, it's like,
you don't know what an alternator is. You're saying that you know what an alternator is.
Dude, that's
to sound like you're better.
That's one of my pet peeves with crypto.
You only know if you're like modding cars. Yeah. Let's be honest.
That's one of my pet peeves with crypto. Everyone acts like they know what crypto,
the blockchain,
like how crypto works.
They just say blockchain.
No one knows what crypto. No one knows how crypto works.
Yeah, the blockchain.
I hate that, dude. Like crypto, like anyone. Okay, if you haven't been studying crypto, NFTs.
Oh, everyone like, throws their. I don't know what an NFT.
Yeah, I don't either. I won't pretend I know.
I looked it up, and I still don't understand.
What does NFT even stand for?
I don't know.
Non-fundable trade.
Yeah.
The only thing I know is like.
I don't know what that means.
There's something with relation.
I know the basic thing.
There's something with relation to the climate, and I don't know understand how that works.
That's the part that I don't understand. I think I understand the basic gist of everything else.
How the heck does that have anything to do with? You sell art, but it's
through
a blockchain.
No, but it's not that.
I don't understand.
What I understand is a visual representation of a one-off crypto. That's what I see it as.
Oh,
that's what I've been.
I mean, that makes sense.
So it's like the Dogecoin like symbol for Dogecoin.
So,
sure.
Yeah, so
because like I remember,
like
I remember the weekend
piece.
Like sold an NFT, I think, but he sold like
F1 team sold NFT
like an album. Like no, he sold like a couple one-off songs.
It's essentially
yeah.
just a virtual collectible.
It's a virtual because he sold a couple one-off songs. And they went for like a lot of money because it's like an auction, but like it's a virtual collectible.
That's basically what it is.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
But then there's like a climate thing to it.
No,
I know what the climate thing is with it. A lot of people say there's like environmental stuff, and it's like
isn't it virtual?
I don't understand what it
is. So basically,
is it because it uses like electricity? Because I know like
bullshit.
I know the thing with like Bitcoin mining and stuff was that it used a shit ton of energy.
Yeah, but this is
like Bitcoin is like a bad return because when you're talking about like the it's more than your heating system. And heating systems take a lot.
But how?
But I saw this one TikTok where this guy like mines Bitcoin. Like, the energy consumption costs, like, $3 million, but he makes so much more than that.
No, but nowadays, it's diminishing because of the way that... One, you can't get graphics card. The graphics card market is so screwed right now.
I don't understand
but
how...
But two, it's
isn't
not
it,
really
what,
going
like,
well.
How is this different from, like, buying a Pokemon card?
It's not.
It's not.
So, I did, like, three Google searches. It's
like just
it, I did like three Google searches. I'm kind of an expert.
I'm kind of an expert.
That's what people think, except they don't admit
it. Okay, so we were in school, right?
At least I said it, okay.
Dude, I was in school. I had a physical like reaction to this of how like mad I was. But we were walking out of a class, like because it was like a free time for us.
Yeah.
So a couple of us were in a room, and a couple of other kids were in a room, and they were like talking. They're like, dude. Have you seen Bitcoin recently? Like, have you seen this? Have you seen this?
Dude.
I'm sitting over here in the corner, right? Having invested in all of this, right? Like, I'm like sitting over here, and I was like, okay, let's listen to what they have to say. And one of the kids is like, I mean, it's all so easy, like, to figure out once you, like, understand it. I'm just like, bro, why are you in this school if you figured it out? Why are you here?
Exactly.
This kid wears like sweatpants and like t-shirts. Bro, you should be out there with like a Lamborghini if you figured this shit out.
And then do you know, dude, no, I'm serious. Like the next set of millionaires are going to be people who actually did figure out Bitcoin.
Yeah, because once you figure out stocks and Bitcoin, it's like
it's one of those things.
The people who figure out day trading.
Day trading, if you can figure out day trading.
No, like,
no, but day trading.
Oh
so
yeah,
hectic.
Dude. If I spend the time,
if
I
spend the
out,
time,
bro.
Then I think I'd figure it out.
Guys, shut up! I hate you.
But bro, like that stuff. Props if you can figure that out. I think the thing about the thing about like investing and stuff like that is you can't do anything like you can't get a proper gauge of how to do it like just by simulations and stuff. Because when you actually have money in your hands it's that you're different. Messing with, it's a different, different, and it's a different mindset too.
But that's inherent.
You're both a more conservative, but at the same time, you can have
is
the
your student ID card you're holding.
Yeah, dude, but what the heck? You can also have the sunken cost fallacy hit you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The one where it's like, oh, I've already spent so much money on this.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep going.
Keep going to make more money. No, and to be fair, I kind of did that.
Stop! Don't even mention Dogecoin. I will hurt you, Sid. I will hurt you.
So for people,
this is what's happening to me right now.
So for people who don't know,
right now I'm like losing.
So for people who don't know,
let me read.
They invested in Dogecoin.
But we made money. We made money, and then we lost it all.
I would have made.
You never pulled out.
You don't make money until you
pull
out.
I know. The difference is I pulled out and then I went back in.
That's what she said.
No, that's what he said.
I never pulled out. And depends. I never pulled out. And that was
a terrible life.
Biggest mistake. Oh, everything's gone today.
I just saw
bro, why is my stock portfolio for portfolio looking like a demand curve over here? No, I'm losing 896. So at one point I was making about 10,000.
You should have sold, man.
I was making it.
Are you allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, I'm allowed to talk about this.
Are you sure? You're not supposed to like talk about your stock portfolio.
No, but
there's people that are way more open about it.
This is more about Dogecoin and.
And this is a crypto, like it's fine.
Yeah, crypto. But is so unstable.
Bro, Elon Musk, can you clutch up for me?
Elon Musk, can you shut up for a bit?
No, dude. No,
Elon Musk, Dogecoin, Dogecoin.
No, at Elon Musk, shut up for a bit. Stop tweeting.
Elon said he's going to sell half of his Tesla stock. Stop tweeting and then come back with Dogecoin.
Yeah. Say to the moon a few times, please.
Say to the moon.
Dude, it's so funny.
No, you know why I held? Because he was doing his SNL skit the next day. And after his SNL skit, it tanked.
Yeah.
Dude, it was at 73 cents. I was banking on it hitting $1 after his SNL skit. And if it hit $1, I would have sold everything. Yeah. I would have made about 15 to 20 grand.
Yeah.
Okay? And Sid, if you remember, I sold. See, I bought it in at like 7 cents, then it went down to 4, then it came back up to 7, and then I sold to when I broke even.
Yeah.
But then it went up to like 20.
Yeah.
And then I felt really bad.
Yeah.
And so I kept calculating how much.
We can't
sit. If I did that, then I would have still been making around $5,000.
That's the thing with
stocks.
See,
that's fine.
That's fine.
If I didn't sell, and I did sell when it was at 73 cents, I would have made like 40 grand.
It's crazy to think about those things.
Shiba Inu coin, right?
I was about to say that.
So,
dude, that pisses me off because I saw that it was like going to come out and I was like,
no,
this
when
thing
it first
just,
came
it's
out,
gonna, it's
no,
not
no,
gonna
no.
happen.
You said it's not going to happen. When it first came out, I was like, I'm going to buy $1,000 worth, okay? I didn't because it was on another platform that I was going to have trouble creating an account for.
Yeah, same.
So I didn't pay the $1,000 then when I could have very well been like, Dad, trust my instinct, this will go up. Because he trusted on Dogecoin, and
I'm
just
Robin
an idiot, and I didn't sell.
Do you use Robinhood?
Yeah.
It wasn't on Robinhood. Same
it
thing
for
me. I was like,
it was on. It was on a couple other websites.
It was on Coinbase, wasn't it?
No, it never got to Coinbase. So
what did it get onto?
It was on Crypto.com. And then, that makes sense. And then I was going to make an account on Crypto.com. I was going to pay the $1,000.
But it takes a long time to do it.
Yeah.
Like, Crypto.com takes a long time.
It would have been worth it, Sid. You know, it's jumped up 1,000%.
What?
Sid,
yeah, it's
Sid,
crazy.
Sid, if I put 1,000 in, it jumped up 1,000%.
Tarv, you gonna buy me a Lamborghini Countach?
You're not a millionaire, wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
1,000?
Yeah.
1,000? You would have been a millionaire.
Yeah, he's gone.
You would have been a millionaire.
I was thinking 100,000, bro. I threw off my headphones, so I can't monitor shit anymore. But like.
So hopefully you found our stupid math error. 1,000% return on $1,000 is 10,000. Not 100,000, not 1,000,000. They're even worse at this than me. Like, what the hell? Whatever, it's time for an ad break. Back to us not understanding what math is.
Okay.
I was thinking 100,000. I was like, oh yeah, I can buy you a Lamborghini Countach with a few more years. 1,000,000.
That's why I'm saying you want to buy me a Lamborghini Countach.
1,000,000.
Why did you think? Okay.
I would have been a millionaire.
Completely different topic, but I was like listening to a car outside. And I don't know about you guys, but now everyone drives here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I already have pet peeves with driving. Like, with specific things in driving.
What's your pet peeves?
Yeah.
On highways, okay? When they have the barrier, the, like, temporary barrier thing when doing construction, and they do it right next to the right... No, not even right next to the line. On the line. Dude,
that makes me so mad. You have to drive so close. Mad.
No, I, like, because of that, I drift towards the center of the line.
Have you driven
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, have like, you guys driven that's what I was talking about.
The one that at the rest stop?
Because I had to drive, I drove to New Jersey.
I have to cut out, like, so many locations.
No, KOP's fine.
That's fine.
76
I had to drive to Jersey. And literally,
so you're on good terms with New Jersey, huh? You can say Jersey now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to the Jersey Shore. I'm going to hear Sid say that in, like, 2 months.
Bro.
In
the
middle
of the worst part is when a LA truck and be is like, next
to you. Yo, I'm in SoCal.
Have you driven next to a truck yet?
Sid, I've been on the road one time and went out like
I mean, but there can still miles. Be a truck. Driving next to a truck makes me
I
so
hate
mad.
It so much.
Because I literally...
I hate it because of you. You told me that one story about your mom.
Oh, yeah. No joke, that's still what scares me. No joke, that's still
what
scares me.
What story? What story?
That and Final Destination. That and Final Destination still gets me.
Oh, I'm going to tell Rishi.
Oh, no, don't. You will never drive next to a truck.
Dude, I traumatized.
You know how on the red light, I will like go
my dad was on a business trip and I was driving my mom around and it was nighttime and we were coming back and we were next to a truck and and I
are
was
you
like,
explaining the story now
no
he was okay. old enough to drive oh. back then what do
yeah.
you mean
so I was behind
I mean, he wasn't driving
that no I'm saying I'm driving, driving next okay, I was driving okay. My mom somewhere
thankfully,
so I'm behind the truck and I'm like I hate being behind this truck but then like I shift into the lane next to it.
The left lane or right lane?
Left lane. Okay. And I'm like, Mom, I'm going to overtake this truck. And she's like, yeah, go ahead. So, like, I see this truck and immediately, like, I'm like, I have to overtake this truck. I overtake the
I
truck
didn't,
and then.
I-76, as I was going through it, 2-hour car ride, every single truck I would be next to, I would just overtake
Dude,
it. I was
yeah.
like, I'm not dealing
no,
with
no.
this.
No, no. As soon
I'm
as
not
you
dealing
hit
with
that one intersection between KOP, the Jersey exit,
because
and
that's
the
one where trucks are,
that's
like,
where
yeah.
it slows down a lot.
See, here's too. The thing.
And that's so annoying.
Do I tell the story on podcast?
What's
no? You can do
Atari.
It. You can do it.
Atari.
Honestly, because otherwise it'll be so.
The room.
Otherwise it would be so bad. It would be so bad if like we're just talking about this one story and then
yeah,
just,
no
like,
one
that's
understands.
Terrible. So my mom, many years ago.
I can't believe both of us are still traumatized by that because I thought it was just me
no,
who remember
that
story. Okay. Okay. Great.
It's kind of wild.
If you're
though.
Driving. Future Tarv will put a timestamp here if you want to skip this story.
Yeah.
So my mom's story ends around 45:40, but we continue talking about crash stories / near miss stories. So the timestamp where all of that ends is 48:16.
But
because you will never drive next to a truck the same way, or like near a truck the same way.
So my mom.
Rishi, cover your ears.
I don't want
Rishi.
No, you can hear
he's
this.
He's
going to
be
no,
traumatized.
Listen. So my mom, many years ago,
I thought you forgot about
she, she's driving on the highway. And
wait up. Do we get copyright struck for that?
No.
No, you were so off doing
that. I don't think UMG is going to copyright struck on that one.
They strike it because it was so bad. It's like a defamation thing.
They do that. Are you on covers? There was Lily Pichu got struck for an Imagine Dragons cover that she made like $20 on because it wasn't because like one of the rules for covering that they have is that it has to be made and I quote in good faith to the original artist, which is like what's the point if you're not injecting
that's
your own style into it?
That's so vague though.
Anyways, keep
going. So my mom is driving on the highway and I forget what I exactly I told you because I told you this story right after she told me it.
Oh.
But like was I think there was a truck like in front of her essentially.
No.
Or it was turning.
Right next to her.
Yeah, it was it was next to her. And there's like a turn. And so my mom
I don't want to think.
My mom is almost like right next to this truck or right behind it or whatever. It's this truck is turning and it like starts teetering.
Yeah.
And so note this is on a highway with like 3-4 lanes of traffic. But it's like a service plaza or something near. She feels this like weird like sense. She crosses 4 lanes of traffic very illegally into the service plaza. But the very illegal move saved her life because she looked back and the car right behind her took her spot where she was, and the truck had fallen and flattened this car.
Yeah.
So my mom, if she had not crossed those 4 lanes of traffic, would have been flattened by this truck.
Ever since then, I've never been able to drive properly. He was like thinking about overtaking another another car or something like that, but then he like decided not to. The guy behind him decided to try overtaking it. As he was overtaking from the other lane of traffic, the one coming this way, right? A truck or a car like messes up like the brake or something like that. Like the brakes aren't working. Goes into the lane going this way. The guy who is overtaking gets completely flattened.
You know what this reminds me of? That
has always scared me because it's like, you can't predict that.
Guys, do you remember in middle school the school bus?
School
bus and car?
Yeah.
So when we were in middle school,
what are you talking about?
When I start explaining it, you'll remember.
Yeah.
But there was a school bus turning into our school.
Yeah.
And there was a car that ran a red light. 3 teenagers.
Oh.
High schoolers or college students.
Yeah. College.
They hit the bus as it was turning.
They T-boned it.
Yeah, they T-boned it. And this car, notice, is like it's a compact car. It's the bus is slightly elevated, right? It's not to the ground, but this car essentially goes under the truck, but the truck like rips off
the bus.
The bus rips off like bottom of the windshield up.
The roof of the car.
The roof of the car, but not just the roof. Also, like the windows and like the windshield.
So if you wanted
like the top half of the car.
So if you wanted to remove the windshield and make it an open top.
Yeah, exactly.
It was more than that because it literally got like flattened under it. It was like
I mean, it like went under and it got smushed.
It like wedged. It like got wedged.
Yeah,
and smushed.
But the entire top of the car was ripped off.
Yeah.
The driver survived.
I don't think he survived.
The driver survived. Oh, yeah,
he's
ended
in a coma,
up in,
right?
No, he came out of the coma.
When? Really?
Like he came out of the coma a while ago.
I don't
really.
As far as I remember. I forget.
I thought he died from the coma.
No, maybe.
No, I don't think he died.
I don't think he died. I just remember there's 3 people in the car. 2 people died, and the driver survived. And man, imagine being the driver.
Yeah.
No, imagine the guilt.
Even like
have.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine being the driver after coming out of the coma. If he did, I can't confirm that.
Later.
But imagine being the driver, man.
Imagine being the bus driver.
No, the
it's
bus.
Not like
the bus
you did nothing
fault.
Wrong, but like you were still part of it.
I smell omelets.
Omelets.
Omelets. Oh, dude, have you seen those
I
videos?
I just like a Wawa sandwich.
Have
egg?
You?
Maybe
there's
not
cheese.
Omelet.
There's
egg.
Cheese.
Are you guys good? Have you guys seen those YouTube videos? I don't know if you think the F1 car going under the truck as the truck does a jump. I think the guitar has seen it.
As the truck jumps, I've never seen it.
Truck, wait. Sorry.
the brain processing. Oh, dude, it was so funny today. We were playing spike ball, okay? Me and a couple of friends during lunch, right? We were playing spike ball today, and one of our friends, he was like lagging. Like, he was... He like legitimately had ping like in real life.
Bad
just
ping.
Like he
guys, my Wi-Fi being
no, my connection's so, bad.
No, it was so funny because it started off with he would do this thing in spike ball where if you haven't played spike ball before, it's a game where there's a net in the center and you have like a ball and you can only like use the palm, like you can only like hit the ball. You can't like grab the ball or anything like that. But you have to keep hitting the ball onto the net and try to like bounce it off into the ground.
Makes sense.
And but the other team is trying to keep it up, and so it keeps going like that, right?
Yeah.
So he does this thing where he does a really slow one. Like he'll pretend like he's hitting it really hard, and then he'll go down, he'll go really low, and it'll just like bounce and go there. So you don't have like any space to pick
what?
Up your hand and do it. If you know that he's about to do it, then you can
it's
react
easy
to
counter.
It. But it's really difficult to. And he's like notorious for doing this, right? He tried doing this 4 times, every time he would like mess it up, and he would kind of just like stand there, and it would like go like this and just bounce back into the net itself, which is like, which is he did that. Okay, that's how it started. Then afterwards, he would do this. He like would stand there, and it would be a serve. So from a serve, the person who gets it served to has to hit it to their partner, and he needs to hit it onto the net. It's like tennis, where it goes from this to this. Like, that's a very specific rule, right? It goes like cross court. It's a specific rule with this. This kid just stands there. Like, the partner perfectly sets it up for him, and then he was like,
it's like in volleyball.
Wait, who's my partner? Like, he's been with this guy for the entire day, and he's like, and it's like, it was so, no, he was like,
honestly,
we've all had those moments.
like where you like, just, dude, like, there's days where someone will speak to me, and I'll be like,
that was today, man. That was just,
I've had so many days where brain laggy. Breathe this line.
Go bye bye.
Sid, that's Sid, us in math today.
Oh my god. We had to factor out a -1.
And we didn't know that we were supposed to.
That was a thing that like a lot of people messed up.
It took me saying, oh, you wrote it differently.
Yeah.
And then Sid was like,
I was like, wait, what's another way you could write this? And then I was like, wait.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wonky.
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 Yeah. But yeah, today doing math, bro. Me and Atar, which is like,
dude, you have a lot of shit during math, man.
I mean, we have a lot of shit during a lot of my class. I got lucky with a lot of my. Are you looking at your Spotify rap, bro?
I have 73,000
on Spotify. What's the conversion to hours on that?
That's 96 more than a lot of that ever.
Okay, yeah, but like, I saw people with,
I'm gonna cry.
I'll bleep it out, but over 300,000 minutes.
Okay, never mind. What? I feel better about myself.
And Spotify said you listen more than 100% of Spotify.
But here's the thing, though. I stopped using Spotify halfway through the year. And then it only started again a week ago.
Well, even then, 300,000 still puts him above, like, 60,000 more than
Spotify just roasted everyone. Well, everyone was trying to figure out what
Spotify
NFTs
just exposed everyone.
Dude, Spotify was like,
NFTs were.
We were, bro. Dude, we were doing our spot. I was looking at our Spotify Wrapped. And Spotify was like, you had a lot of firsts this year. Your first episode was October 30th. Because we deleted every single episode. Yeah, but yo, we had a 246% increase in followers. So
yeah,
thanks guys.
Dude, I've gone through
only on Spotify that too, and our main platform is Apple Podcasts.
Can we get a round of applause, guys?
I can't clap.
That's to our listeners. Thank you.
Bro, what are
I forgot that we're on other platforms. I purely just think about it as Spotify.
Of it as Anchor, and like that's not even a platform. That's just a distributor. Oh, it is.
Yeah. Some people do listen
on
Anchor.
We should put it on YouTube.
If I want to put it on YouTube, I want to start with video.
Yeah. My top five isn't that bad.
We are on YouTube Podcasts.
Are we actually?
Sorry, we're on Google Podcasts.
I would not want to do video YouTube with this podcast setup.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, well, if you guys ever see the setup, if we ever see...
No,
if,
I like, need to take a picture
if we're,
of this.
No, if we're ever, like, if we're ever big enough and we need to, like... Like go change your setup or something like that, or just like we're in a position where it's like, oh, it would be so cool to see how we started. If you guys saw a picture of this, oh my, it's so jank, it's so funny. But
my top five are not bad though. Like
your top five?
Top five songs are like.
What's your top five?
Wind theme. It's a game theme.
Okay.
Look at the sky, Porter Robinson. Fly me to the moon.
Okay. Respectable, actually.
And
dang.
7 years. So it's not bad.
I can't even read my top five.
Are they all Japanese?
Japanese and Korean. I don't know why I have
what's
songs that have the Korean titles.
I don't do Spotify.
Oh, you don't do Spotify? Oh, you do Apple Music.
Oh, my God. I have one. Or I have two.
Is there a YouTube Music app?
I don't think YouTube does
it,
but I think
see,
Apple
has a playlist at the end, but like I might have it, my Apple Music replay.
This,
and then it orders it in.
Episode is so chaotic though. Like it's not an episode.
The episode where we talk about absolute nonsense. And not useful stuff today.
My laptop's about to die, bro.
Did you not bring a charger?
I did.
Tarv actually got a really good picture of this. Bro.
Panoramic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? If we get 31 plays on this episode, whether that's from sharing it with your friends or whatever, I will post that behind the scenes picture and maybe more.
Dude, what if Spotify's on something? It gives me like an aura.
It gives you an aura?
Yeah, like my music aura.
Oh, yes.
I forgot
about that. Actually,
wait, let me check if Spotify gave me a rap, because I use Spotify a lot for the beginning portion of the year. Because I only stopped using Spotify once school started.
Okay, no, my top genre is still anime. Even though none of my top
closer to each other.
Shut up. Even though none of my top songs were anime, it makes no sense.
Wait, how do I check my Spotify rap?
It just pop up on your home screen.
Yeah.
Bro, I have to go on to
you have to go into Spotify for your
Oh
Spotify
my god!
Whoa!
Shut up.
It's crazy, bro.
No, because I don't remember my Spotify login.
Dude, Canadian.
What were you expecting? That it was showing on Instagram?
Atarf, Canadian pop's my fifth most listened genre, and it's because of The Weeknd.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it.
He's Canadian. He's part of the Canadian trifecta.
It's Canadian pop.
What is the trifecta? Please educate me.
Drake, The Weeknd, and Justin Bieber.
Guys, can I put this like up?
Bieber's Canadian?
Yeah. They're the three Canadians.
The Weeknd's the best one.
I'm a bit biased, but I say The Weeknd's the best one.
Aditya, don't touch it. You know you don't want to touch it.
I'm scared now.
Just leave it.
Dude, that'd be so funny if it broke.
I like The Weeknd best out of the three.
Oh, no way, Atarv, you're a Weeknd fan.
At least he doesn't have like Ghost Rider. So, dude. Anyways, Drake getting his entire 2012 album written by The Weeknd. Oh, we have like,
dude, Spotify's outing me.
3 minutes.
Straight up.
Dude,
Spotify's straight up outing me.
The concept of Ghost Riders makes me so mad.
Dude, you know, Take Care is my favorite Drake album. All right.
Take Care.
The Weeknd wrote over half of it.
Actually. Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember you showed me that.
And he got
song.
Credit for one song that he featured on. And Drake was the reason The Weeknd got like fame.
Yeah.
So because he like posted him on his blog or whatever, and that like propelled him to fame. That gave him an initial following at least.
Yeah.
And The Weeknd was like, he was like such a big artist, and I really appreciated what he did for me. So I felt like I couldn't say no. And he gave away over half of his first album.
That's really sad.
Wow.
To Drake. Because
Why?
Drake would come in and he'd be like, oh, I really like this. And he gave away so much.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, that the concept of ghostwriters makes me so mad, because it's like
the fact that The Weeknd wrote over half of Take Care is probably why it's my favorite album of his.
Spotify downloaded? Let's see my rap.
He just downloaded Spotify.
Just Spotify's outing me. I don't want
to
show this.
Let me see if Apple Music
I'll show this to only a few people.
I feel like I know what mostly is in your Wrapped in the first place.
No, okay, no. Because
me and Rishi send each other a lot of.
Oh
music.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Really? Okay, I've only listened to 4,800 minutes.
What? I've listened to like
For like 3 months.
Spotify, yeah.
3 months. Okay, I've listened to 13.5k in all 12 months.
What? Oh, never mind. Maybe I did listen to
it. No, I listened to a lot. I'm sure my Apple Music, if it counted minutes.
Maybe I just don't listen to it.
Actually, yeah, you know what? I'm fine with sharing this. So, because. Can you guys take a guess at what my top song is? It's not Korean. I'll give you that one.
Levitating.
It's Levitating. How'd you know?
Because you were addicted to it.
That song. How would I not know?
It was Levitating. Second one is Cigarette.
Industry Baby.
Which is off and off. Third is Astro Boy. I hated Astro Boy.
It's because of
this is why I got off of Spotify, because it would keep recycling me music.
Oh, no,
like
Spotify
for the recommended, really, and now it's like, oh, that was like one of your most listened to songs. Yeah, against my will. Like,
just stop messing with your mic stand.
It was by accident.
We're done the episode, but
yeah, I know. Oh, then why did you tell me?
No, I mean, we're still recording. But
fourth is No Blueberries.
We're almost done. Stop.
Oh, you're addicted to that song.
I still love that song. No Blueberries. Five is Gem and Butterfly, which I still listen to.
Man, this episode is chaotic even physically. Adidas is walking all over the
place.
Yeah,
Adidas just walking around. He messed up his mic stand.
I
like,
hate sitting.
I mean,
I thought he was gonna say I hate Sid. Like, to you.
I hate Sid.
But DJ, no one can hear you right now, can they?
Artists. Yeah, they can. Oh, because they can hear him from all the other mics.
Wait, 1 second. This is so dumb, okay? Top my top song is Levitating, but my top artist isn't Dua Lipa.
No, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Look, no, that's...
Do you have overlaps in artists in the other top fives?
No.
None of my top five things are...
No, Sid, I'm the same.
Yo.
No. My top artist... What's Rishi, top can you guess?
Though? Dude, I wonder what my my top song would be.
I need to try taking a guess on what my top genre is, please. Please educate me. What is it?
K-pop.
Yeah.
No, my top genre is anime, but none of my top five...
No, but he's in my top five. He's fifth, actually.
Fifth?
Yeah, he's fifth.
See, The Weeknd is... On Apple Music, The Weeknd is usually classified as soul / R&B.
No, he's classified as Canadian pop.
Who?
On Spotify.
On Apple Music.
No, he's not.
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
It's relating to him.
Look.
No, I mean, like, I mean, like, this classification. R&B soul. Even though he's not R&B.
We're having, like, separate conversations over here. Me and Rishi, and then Adita, like, physically assaulting a Tarv in the corner.
Just scroll all the way through our DMs.
I hate sitting.
I'm gonna say it, bro.
Okay.
Oh, Shinee.
Okay, so my top
Shiny.
Song...
Shiny, Off and Off, Dua Lipa, DPR Ian, Taemin.
Who's Off
my
and
top
off?
Song is Very Expected.
That's the guy who made
Blinding
Cigarette.
Lights.
Weekend.
Well, it's a Weekend song.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
My fourth listen to is a Lily Peachy song.
Because, really? Because is the last cup of coffee?
Foreverland. Because her lo-fi stuff, I had a playlist of those, and I just queued when I was working.
Actually, I did that for a while, too.
So I listened to so much, but my top...
Dude, last cup of coffee, I still listen to it.
I still do as well.
It's and really also Pom, like Pom.
I love Pom Pom.
Yeah, dude.
No, a lot of these are Lily Peachy songs, because I would just queue those, like, so many times.
Yo.
But my top is Loft Music, which is my favorite Weeknd song.
But keep in mind, this is from purely my computer. As you can probably tell,
by The Weeknd, EXO, The Host, and
no,
then
as music. You can probably tell, I don't listen to music. I don't listen to Spotify from my phone. This was purely when I was on my laptop.
Oh, I always listen to Spotify on my laptop.
If you saw the minutes,
because it's just premium without premium.
I guarantee you, my minutes would be higher than Aditya's.
Oh, definitely.
If I could see somewhere what my YouTube music one is, then it would be...
Because I listen to so much.
Yeah.
Yo, like, guess who my top artist is?
Yasubaba.
No.
Really?
No, he said it wrong.
Oh.
That's why I said no.
Yasubaba.
Yo, this episode's so long.
Yasu. Are you serious?
It's like 2100.
Okay, let's cut it. I mean, you're going to have to cut a lot. We should probably end it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, did you want to get the timer up?
Oh, are you speedrunning it again?
We're going to try to see if I can beat my score.
What was it last time? I forget.
2160-something. 25, I think.
Ready, and 3, 2, 1, go!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Saturday Discord. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave us a follow or subscribe, depending on the platform you're on. To check out all the platforms we're on, go to anchor.fm/SaturdayDiscord or go to instagram.com/SaturdayDiscord and follow us over there. And then check our links, and I post updates and stuff there. And, overall, that's been it. And sit.
Don't be random wasps.